Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, another sentiment you might be seeing on your social media is, I'm leaving. The British paper The Herald reports on people quitting Facebook and Twitter because they feel that misinformation may have contributed to their lack of understanding of the Brexit vote. They might have not voted for it if they really understood it. Social media commentator Ben Hammersley says the elections in both Britain and the U.S. created toxic fumes online that remain in the room even when you click off. Leaving, he says, is a matter of psychological preservation. Now, some people are just exhausted by their social media. They're bored with it. They're worried about privacy. So how do you quit? Jen Goldbeck is a professor of information studies and director of the Social Intelligence Lab at the University of Maryland. Professor Jen, what do you say to people who say, I've had it. I just want out?
I think it's fine to get out if you want to. But there's a few options. You don't have to do the kind of nuclear social media option and just get off entirely and never be on there again. There's really a spectrum. So you can shift towards being less engaged. You can pull a lot of content off, but you could still kind of have a presence there if you want to. So there's a lot of ways to start getting out of the obsessive social media life.
Well, so let's check. Is it true that if you think you've left a site, you may not have entirely left it if you don't do it right?
That's very true. For example, if you quit Facebook, if you just go to shut down your account, they'll keep everything there. So if you change your mind in a few months and come back, you don't start with a fresh account. Everything is there still. So if you want to get rid of everything, you have to take quite a few more steps than if you just want to turn your account off.
Now, we understand there are sites that can help you do this. AccountKiller.com, JustDelete.me. So you can get help with it. Why? How hard is it?
Well, so those sites are really helpful in directing you to the right place to start doing the deletion. But it's not always clear what deleting your account means. Does it get rid of all of your posts and all of your photos, or does it just shut it down so people can't see it? So there's steps that you can take, and there's other tools out there. Facebook Timeline Cleaner is one that I use that's an extension for your browser that will actually delete your posts and your comments and your likes. And so if you really want everything gone, you can use one of those tools and then something like you suggested that will help you actually delete the account.
We've looked at JustDelete.me. It lists how easy sites make it to delete your account. Airbnb, easy. Etsy, hard. Evernote, impossible. Why would some accounts, not want you to go?
Well, so money is always a reason to consider that, though places like Evernote have free accounts for people, so it's not necessarily the only motivator. It can just be a lot of work on their end to develop the code that's going to delete all of your content that's been there. They may just not want to deal with people leaving and then wanting to come back and wondering where their content is. But it is not a priority, right? Their business is not on people leaving. And so how easy they make it really depends on what pressure they've put internally on allowing people to get out.
And what else would you want to remind people? We're hearing, some people say just go for the big four, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google. But then don't forget you have other platforms like dating sites and things.
Yeah, I think you want to think about where do you want to be and who do you want to connect with online. So I have a lot of social media accounts since I study this as my job, but I use them all really differently. So I have a LinkedIn account that I actually ignore, but it's important professionally to have it. I'm super active on Twitter, and Facebook I really use to talk to people that I don't see all that often who I have social connections with. And so if I decide I want to get off, I may not want to disengage from all those platforms. I may decide, well, for work, I really need to have this LinkedIn profile, or maybe all I care about is seeing pictures of my nieces and nephews, and so I'm going to stay on Facebook but get off everything else.
The New York Times reports on this. They say don't forget dormant accounts. MySpace, because someone who did delete theirs was worried that somebody else might hack into it and take pictures of her from her profile, use them against her, But there are some caveats about maybe not taking away everything because future employers like to look for you on places like LinkedIn, and they might wonder why you're not there. What do you think about that thinking?
I think that's right. If you really fully disappear from social media and you can't be found online, it looks really suspicious at this point because we expect people to have some presence. So I think that's the kind of consideration to have. If you might have someone come look for you because you're applying for a job, have that kind of professional presence. And LinkedIn is a great place to do that. It's not a very personal information revealing site. You really can just keep your professional things there without a lot of the privacy risks.
That's Jen Goldbeck, Professor of Information Studies and Director of the Social Intelligence Lab at the University of Maryland. Professor Jen, thank you.
Thank you.